Aeneas in the Airport. So just a little quick intro. In Greco-Roman mythology, Aeneas was a warrior who fled the burning city of Troy with his band of men and went on to found what would become ancient Rome. But in this poem, Aeneas is a female American soldier. Aeneas in the Airport. In the airport, I see Aeneas from a distance. Aeneas has her helmet on. It is white and smudged from a distance, the helmet of Aeneas, smudged with the light of the desert. I touch her arm. Where are you off to? I ask her. I'm with the National Guard, she says. I'm off to Iraq. Don't worry, she says, and touches my arm. I will keep you safe. You can rest at home in that knowledge. Right, I say. Thank you. And I watch Aeneas with the others board her plane, Charlottesville to Fallujah. I say a quick, involuntary prayer for her and for the others, although I am not a prayer and never have been, and then she's off. Aeneas boards her plane. Tall, she has to duck her head to enter. The white, smudged helmet hits the frame of the entrance, and she takes it off. That spiked helmet, holding it instead against her heart for the duration.